no mow, no spray. So we've had some communications from Felden Flower. I went out with Jim Adam, or not Jim Adam, Jim Adam, sorry.
Yeah.
We went today to look at a couple of sites. Ellen McBride was to come out as well, but she had to give her apologies at the last minute. So the big thing from there, so there's the council are looking to trial no mowing in two areas. One is along the bank, the state bank in Victoria Park, which actually hasn't been mowed for quite a number of years now. So what they're suggesting they won't do is they won't strim around the trees, which is not much of a big difference to what's there at the moment. So I don't think there's a problem there. The other area that is a big problem is the eastern approach to the town. So that long strip from the road going up to Mains and Merthley Farm all the way along to the bridge under the railway line.
Yeah.
They're potentially not going to mow that.
Do you know how many complaints I've had of people coming and stopping me in the street?
Me too.
Right, oh, so we do.
Horrendous.
Right, so it's obviously not just a small thing, it's a really big thing. Yeah. It's a long length. It's very visible.
Is it not going to look really tacky and unkept when they're trying to, like, the boat and everyone's got beautiful flowers and you've got whatever, you know?
Yeah, we understand all that well. Me and Jim had a look at it today with a view to, is it possible to, you know, sow that out with wildflowers or whatever and do it in some different way? But the site is very shaded. It's also quite wet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's quite a lot of weed seeds there already.
Mm-hmm.
So I suspect if you did try and make a flower bed out of it or wild meadow out of it, I suspect the result wouldn't be very good.
Could the caravan park not take that on and cut it when they've got out doing their own grass in there? That would be an advantage towards the caravan park as well. Bring them back up in favour.
So the solution that Jim's came up with is there's a piece of ground that the council cut the grass on at the western end of town. So just before you come to the little roundabout there, between the road and the Tay, there's a piece of ground in there that there's it's a launching pad for the rafts and canoes and what have you. So Jim's idea is that we asked the council to swap the one at the eastern end of town and swap it for the one at the western end of town, which is actually quite a good idea, I think, because it's a piece of ground that is not as visible. It's dominated by trees, which are going to have some sort of moderating effect on the vegetation underneath.
Yeah.
And there's a good chance that you would get some sort of genuine biodiversity benefit on the back of it. It's also obviously pretty difficult driving their mower around all those trees all the time. It probably takes quite a long time to do it. And as Jim points out as well, they're going around that at the moment, blowing up the leaves every 2 weeks, which obviously takes an eternity. So, you know, it would be better just to leave it and not bother with that. So potentially it could save them a lot of time not cutting that area and then just continue with the other one. So that was their suggestion. And I think, having seen the two sites today, I suspect that's the right thing to do. Mary, you're sitting there with your hand up.
Yeah, I was just going to sort of say about, I know there have been worries about the look of things, but one of the things that I think, as you said, Victor, was remembering why the trials are taking place, and the trials are taking place to look at increasing biodiversity. There's been a huge loss of biodiversity, and you know, and even in urban areas, you know, as well as more sort of rural areas, and I think the ways that they can be tackled, they can either be left completely to their own devices, which I think is not what's being suggested, or they can be managed. But if they're managed, a bit of work needs to be done. They can, you know, you have to, in many cases, you have to remove the topsoil. You have to plant out with grass repressing, usually things like yellow rattle, plugs and so on, before you plant a wildflower meadow. But I think it's really important to look at the big picture, and Perth and Knowsley are trying really hard at the moment to look at biodiversity. I mean, the Tayside Biodiversity Partnership has just produced a document about planning for nature, which I think you mentioned at the last community council meeting. And it's just, if you think climate change is important, well, biodiversity is just as important. And, the council is obviously going to have to act to get things. We don't want to be behind the curve on it. And I think Aberfeldy, I think it would be good if we could have a couple of areas anyway in the trial that could be seen to be successfully encouraging, biodiversity.
Okay, one of the
worries was about the one coming into the town, was if the council stopped doing it, they wouldn't start again. And that was one of the big problems that quite a few people said. Because if they're going to stop doing something, they'll not start up again. And then where does that leave us?
Okay, John?
Yeah, I was just going to pick up on that point there. This is not about the council cost cutting. This is part of our statutory requirement to reach a net zero carbon emissions by 2045 as a council. So we have a climate change action plan which lists a whole host of potential actions that will help the council to mitigate, if you like, against carbon emissions, some of which are obviously unavoidable. So this is not about cost cutting, it's not about the council doing it, so let's get the caravan site to do it for us. We're deliberately not cutting it, not to save money, but for to increase biodiversity within Perth and Kinross. This is a trial of, I think, 30 sites across Perth and Kinross. But if it's something that we're going to support, there would be many more sites which would become part of a no-mow, no-spray sort of trial. So this is a case of, dipping our toes in the water, if you like, to see how it goes, how it's received, what else we could do differently, if you like, in terms of taking a wider trial forward next year. I appreciate that we might not have picked the right areas. And I think at the park, Victor, it's not just about the banking. I think it's about the border around north and west side of the park as well. So along the golf course edge, yeah, of like where the trees are as well. Yeah. We'd be part of the no mow, no spray thing as well. So it is, a couple of trial areas in the meantime. And, there is a survey and we welcome feedback from people about it. I know Val and that has said that people have approached her about it. I've only had one or two, Mary would be one, and one other who's come to me about it. Nobody else has personally raised it with me as yet, but maybe the grass isn't long enough yet for them to comment. But I have mentioned it before.
With the wild area, but down the golf course by the river, round there, or
no, in the park, in Victoria Park, the trees are
I'm saying on the golf course. On the golf course.
What about that?
You said something about there was going to be some in the golf course.
No, I said in Victoria Park, along the edge of the trees, along the edge of the golf course, but in the park.
All right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
John, presumably we haven't looked at that today. If we let that grow uncut next year, that's going to become a huge issue within Aberfeldy very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question about that. So isn't it acceptable? I mean, I'm assuming it is an acceptable thing to do, to write to the council and suggest that they swap that area for an equivalent area somewhere else.
I would suggest you put that in the feedback in the survey.
Yeah.
For it. As I understand it, it's not all of that. It's a wider strip of the, you know, the there'll still be a cut strip nearest the road.
We've seen that today, yeah.
Round the flower beds or the flower tubs and that are there, and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But the bit beyond that, from the roadside, beyond that, we'd be allowed to grow.
I think that would look terrible, personally.
It would be half of it. So, unless you try all these things, you wouldn't know how folk feel about it. So it's important that people make their views heard. And the way to do that is to complete the survey. There's no point in, you know, speaking amongst yourself if you don't tell the council what your views are.
I think it's really important we don't trial that area. I think we know it's fairly obvious what the outcome is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to Jim that I would support the recommendation, yeah. And I would fill in the survey on that basis. I'll maybe do a letter to you as well, John, with a map, mm-hmm. and you can maybe forward it to the appropriate people if that's.
Sure, I know the bit you mean.
Yeah. So I think it's important we do that quickly and not even. We don't want that as a trial area, I don't think. Alistair.
Yeah, if it's appropriate. On areas which are once selected and that are going to be no more, no so areas, does that mean that the council's obligation to look after them in any way is negated, or do they look after them to make sure that they are in a tidy and acceptable manner? I understand that obviously that they want it to grow with the wildflowers, but if there is something that's potentially seen as a menacing plant, or how do we even define that? Does it mean no so, no more means just walk away and leave it?
No, definitely not, Alistair. It's no more, no spray, and the spray bit is about use of weed killers. Just to clarify that. But there's still our bits of ground, and there's still ours to, you know, look after and be responsible for. So, you know, things like, I don't know, litter picking or whatever within it, that type of thing would still become a council responsibility.
So there still is a responsibility on the... Okay, thanks. Yeah. Thanks. I wasn't aware. Thank you.
So just to... So this is just to the community councillors. Should I respond to this by saying that we need to get this swapped to an alternative?
Yep.
And support Feldy Flower in their recommendations. Yep. Are people happy I do that?
Yes.
Sorry, Victor. Yep. Victor, Mary still has a hand up, maybe before you come to that conclusion you want to.
Yeah, fire away, Mary.
Well, it was only to say, had Jim said that Feldy and Flower would be willing to hit, you know, to help with the with the maintenance of the areas? I mean, was he, or will it, or wanting to be involved is what I'm trying to say. Did he think?
So he thinks it's too big a job for us to do that?
For Feldy and Flower to do that?
It's almost a quarter of a hectare, which is quite a big area of ground.
But in principle, was he saying that Feldy and Flower might like to be involved if, for example, you know, they could get working parties together to do, you know, work on those areas?
Jim's very...
It's a council's...
Jim's very clear in his mind it's too big a job for them to take on.
So any of it, right. So it's not... really, he was, in terms of changing from east to west, that was really just an opinion. It wasn't because he thought, well, that might be a better part for Feldy and Flower to help with. It wasn't to do with that.
No, it's a very significant and expensive take on if you were going to do anything with that piece at the eastern end of the ground.
Yeah, I think there will be, I don't know, John will know better than me, but I think there will be grants available, you know, for helping with things like that for natural sowing and so on.
I've sown quite a lot of wildflower meadows myself.
Right.
Both on a farm scale and on a garden scale. And that site has got difficulty written all over it, I would say. And so the problem, the issue then would become your outcome would become very poor. And it would always be a disappointment to us. And given the profile of it, that's not a good place to do that, I don't think.
Okay.
So that's just a practical, and Jim is very much, I tried to persuade him that actually maybe we should think about taking it on and doing something with it. But the more I seen it and the more I walked over it, the more I realized actually this is not going to work very well.
I think it would be good to do the survey thing, Victor, but I think maybe a letter to Perth and Kinross, you know, just outlining the community council's views on it, because otherwise I think sometimes with these surveys and things, they take so long to collate all the information and gather the information, you know, will it be acted upon before the decisions are, or maybe the decisions had already been taken, but I think to certainly get the community council's point across, maybe just writing separately to the survey would be quite good to do.
Yeah, I think we have to be quite assertive about it. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only way to do it.
And I think there's quite a few different areas in Aberfeldy they could look at rather than the approach to the town. That's the first thing that everybody sees. I think there's a few different areas that, you know, if they want other areas that they could look at as well.
So this maybe leads us on to the next. So I'll send a letter to that effect. So this leads us on to the other part of this. So the majority of green space in Aberfeldy is not council land. It's in people's gardens. And I talked to Jim today about, could we have some sort of competition that encourages people to have wildlife friendly gardens? So he talked about Feldy and Flower already have a garden competition, which they haven't really done for the last 2 years. But they have five or six different categories, you know, so one for pensioners and one for big gardens and one for, you know, pots and things, this type of thing. They get about 30 applicants each year for five or six different categories. So we talked in terms of, you know, could the community council put forward, you know, a micro grant application each year, or could we put forward £500 of prize money a year if they applied for it, and try to encourage, you know, four or five different categories of gardens in Aberfeldy, one of which would be, you know, wildlife friendly gardens. So you could then have a sort of maybe three, you know, 50 quid, 30 quid, 20 quid for each of the categories. And it would probably be quite good for everybody. So I made that suggestion to him, and he seemed happy that, you know, there was room to work around that, and that he would take it to their next meeting. So I guess my question is, was that an appropriate thing to have suggested?
With my micro grant head on. I think the idea is really good. And if it's encouraging people to take part in these local things and maybe, you know, put a bit of extra effort in with their gardens, and it's a bit of interest. I don't really know how it falls under the micro grant guidelines as community benefit. It's probably more of a personal benefit if people are winning prize money. I don't know that we can be seen to be giving prize money as such to people from the micro grants. But there's maybe other ways round about it where we can, you know, maybe get sponsors for them, or, you know, try and do different things and try and ask different businesses to gift things maybe rather than a micro grant, because then it's going to become a yearly thing. It's not even just a one-off, you know, project kind of thing. It's going to become a yearly thing that they'll be looking for support for every year. I think the idea is really good. I like the idea and getting more people involved, but maybe there might be some other way we could raise the funds for it.
So I guess, so to me, the community benefit would be try to raise the profile of, you know, trying to, you know, use less chemicals and less intensive techniques in your garden, and then you should then get an increase in biodiversity and wildlife for everybody on the back of that.
I think that might just be for those people that go down that route, though. If you've got five or six different categories and they don't all fall into that category, then I don't know. We can look at it and see. I can run it past and see. It's not a definite, you know.
Yeah, and that would be the way it would have to be.
Yeah. Yeah,
possibly. I know that the co-op, because I'd wondered about approaching them last year, because they have been selling, they're no longer selling, they're selling peat-free compost and organic, you know, although that's a bit questionable sometimes as well when they call it organic, but non-chemical weed killer. And they made quite a big thing of that. And I think more businesses will be looking at that. So possibly, you know, the co-op could be interested in being involved as well.
They also have their community fund as well, don't they? So
that's right.
That they have something.
I think it would be good, you know, when we're talking about this, if we're genuinely talking about biodiversity in Aberfeldy, then, you know, mowing a strip alongside the road or not mowing it is not going to make a big difference. The big difference will come in what people do in their own gardens and their own ground. That's where the big benefit would be. And I think it would be good to try and encourage that in some way. If we can get the co-op or someone else to sponsor it, well, that's fine. It could be taken away from us.
Yeah. And I mean, I know that the climate change team, and John, you probably know more about this than me, but they've been looking at biodiverse towns. You know, how would you become, you know, there'll be presumably things that you can, goals that you can aim at to become a biodiverse town. And within PKC, I think their Gowrie's already looking at it. And you know, I thought, well, there's no reason why Aberfeldy shouldn't be. I mean, it's you know, it's smaller than Blairgowrie, but it's got all the other and more, or as much as, you know, in terms of how that could be developed. So something like, you know, definitely if Feldy in Flower were involved and, you know, there was something to encourage, you know, less use of chemicals, then it can't be bad.
What do you think about this, Elaine?
Yeah, I'm I was a bit worried when you were talking about a grant, because I love to take part in it, and then I wouldn't be able to if you were going to be. It would look good if community councillor was to win it and win all the money. But yes, I agree. I think it's a brilliant idea. It makes it makes you not want to use chemicals when you're more aware of it through something like this. So I think it's all good.
I think all of this stuff is a good thing for us and Feldy and Flower to be doing together. So the two aspects of it are, I think, is a good thing to be doing together.
Yeah. Victor, Lorraine, when she says something about the grants, it jogged a memory that I once read through the criteria there was an application we weren't sure about maybe a few months ago, and there is actually something in it which says it cannot be used direct only for flora and fauna. It must involve people, so we do need to check that. And certainly as I've read it just now, I would vote no based on the rules of it, so we do need to clarify that.
Yeah. Okay.
However, such a project, I definitely support, so we do need to find a way to do something, even if it can't be microgrant. So it's a difficult one, I think.
So I think the thing, Karen, is what's the use being made of this? Does it benefit people? So we put in...
That will be the discussion point. So it's framing the right project, and framing it in the right way.
Yeah, I'm quite sure it can be framed in the right way. We put in a woodland area at Camp Cerny about 2013. It was an educational woodland area. So that was obviously a biodiversity thing. But we, the purpose of it was education and what have you. So, it's the framing of it was quite easy. Is that all we have to say about these things?
Yeah.
So I'll draft that letter. I'll send it to John, and I'll use that to back up a reply to the survey. And we'll leave this other idea with Felde and Flower, and they'll come back to us after their next meeting. Yeah. And we'll see where we're... So there's time to do these things, but... And they are important as well.